Well, good morning. 11:57, March 4th, 2023. It is morning. 11:57 a.m. It's morning somewhere. It just happens to be morning here, at least for three more minutes. It's a chilly day. The temperature outside my back door was 38 when I left the house. The official temperature is probably closer to 36, or maybe 34. It's really quite nippy, and the breeze doesn't make it any warmer. Sun's out though, it's not quite blue sky, the high thin clouds. I'm leery about putting this back in my pocket. I tried to do it yesterday, and when I did, I somehow shut it off. I'm not exactly sure how. Apparently when I touch the USB cord, it freezes. For some reason, it freezes the recording. That's tedious. This is new. Not quite sure what the hell the problem was with that. But I guess that means I walk with it in my hand and keep an eye on it. Could be awkward when I have to get a drink of water. Anyway, yesterday was kind of a pain. I got back and pulled the phone out of my pocket, and it was 54 seconds. So, blue day. I did the walk. I did the talk, it just didn't record. I'm trying to remember what I talked about yesterday. I think it's mostly about the visit to the oncology department on Thursday. And of course, an alarm went off at noon, so. With any luck, it didn't put a lot of noise in. So yeah, I think mostly I talked about going to the oncology department. I had what they call a survivorship planning session, where there was a lot less of what you might think of as planning and a lot more of, this is what we're going to do, which is, when you come right down to it, that's pretty much what happened last year. A lot of this is what we're going to call planning, but the only part of it that I needed to actually participate in was the permission to treat. This is what we want to do. Is that okay with you? And the answer was either yes, and they do it, or no, in which case, good luck. So, anyway, the nurse, who was my intake nurse in the very beginning, was also the nurse that I met with Thursday. And according to her, she's very pleased with my progress, with everything that's happening. Or everything I'm doing. In terms of not spending a lot of time worrying about what I've lost. And spending a lot more time considering what I can do with what I have. And the most obvious piece has to do with physical. It's like, I'm down to 140 pounds. This time last year I was something north of 180. So I lost 40 pounds, about 20% of my body weight. I lost almost every ounce of fat. In fact, I probably lost every ounce of fat on my body. Lost almost all the muscle mass. Just barely enough for me to stand up and walk. Work the keyboard. Anyways. Turns out the Thanksgiving dinner, which I managed to cook and eat, and enjoyed greatly because it was one of the early foods, the early meals, solid food meals that I was able to take in after getting off the feeding tube. Hefting a 13-pound turkey in its pan was just about the limit of my strength last November. It's still close to the limit of my upper body strength. But when I started walking, doing 15 minutes on the treadmill, which is about as easy a walk as you can get, treadmill walk, I had to do that for, I think, a couple of weeks before I was able to do a mile. And it was a mile at 2 miles an hour, so it was 30 minutes of walking. Hello. And once I was able to do that pretty easily, I moved up to 3 miles an hour. Did that for a couple of weeks. And then moved to 2 miles at 3 miles an hour. So that was 40 minutes walking, which is about what I take here. I'm not quite walking 3 miles an hour. I'm doing 2 3/4 maybe, just based on the timing of recordings, etc. But it's not really the amount of time. I mean, yeah, it is, because getting up to aerobic levels of exercise is sort of ideal, but getting any exercise is a lot better than sitting around. So yeah, I'm pleased. I'm pleased that I'm able to get out and to get to walk outside. Yeah, this is the cold period, but we'll be going into the heat period soon. I'll be walking at dawn before two, very much longer, just because it'll be too hot if I wait till midday. As it is, I'm wearing a parka and two hoodies. So I met with her, I don't know how much I've said of this, I met with her 3 or 4 times over the course of my treatment, and got to thank her for the work that she and her group did, and realized that they have had a really hard job. It's a really miserable job. And that I really appreciated that everything that she was able to do, and thanked her for doing what must be on most days a very miserable kind of work. Go. Heading east again. I'm gonna have to stop here a minute. Get a sip of water. My mouth is drying out pretty fast. Although I have to say, it's doing better than it did when I started walking outside, so I'm getting a little bit better. Having a bottle of water in my pocket makes a big difference. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk pushed. There we go. So the other project that I've been involved with has been to see if I can get my main Windows computer shifted over to work with Linux. And I need to make sure that I can do all the things in Linux that I currently rely on Windows for, notably playing Ark Survival, but also doing my periodic check-ins for trivia in Second Life. So I need to be able to get into Second Life in Linux. It turns out that part is easy. I've already tested that. That should be a no-brainer. But, and getting Steam running so that I can play Ark Survival is a no-brainer. But Ark Survival, at least in the Linux implementations I've tried it on, just basically one of them that happens to be a laptop, it fires up okay, but the graphics are off. You can't really see what you're doing. So I think part of it is even with the graphics turned all the way down, even with going through all the various permutations of the emulators that come with Linux, I couldn't get it to work on the laptop, which is too bad because that would have been ideal. But my big base machine has a reasonably decent graphics card. I know it does run Skyrim. Yeah, it does run Skyrim too. But it does run Ark Survival without any problem. So if I can get, my thinking is if I could get Linux running on it, can test to see whether or not it will run. So what I've done is I had a spare USB drive, 150 gigs. It's a kind of a small drive as drives go these days, but 150 gigs, and I've created a bootable Linux partition on it. And so when I fire the machine up, I can tell it to boot to the Linux disk instead of the Windows disk. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to use the installation that's on the other drive, the big drive, on my machine to play Skyrim. I keep saying Skyrim. I keep meaning Ark Survival. Alright, I'm going to tuck this in my pocket and get a drink because my mouth is about ready to reject me. Oh, and it didn't shut off. Okay, good. This is tedious, though. I don't know why I keep shutting off. But I'll keep watching. Just one more adaptation. I hope it's not the socket. I hope it's just this USB dongle thing that has been abused too much. At any rate, I got Linux running yesterday and realized that I'd screwed up the drive. So I did it again this morning. And it's funny, once you know what you're doing, it goes pretty quick. Fumbling along in the dark, that was... Oh, well, I have to say. I have to admit, it was kind of fun. I got a great deal of pleasure and enjoyment out of solving the technical problems. And thanks to Evan Thomas for all his wise words and support. What I'm trying to do is figure out what I'm going to do with the computer. I'm due for a new machine. The one I've got, the Windows machine that I've got, is really old. It's probably 2013-2014, so it's almost 10 years old. And as I think I've mentioned before, it's the oldest machine in the house. Kids have better machines than I do. My wife has a better machine than I do. The problem is I don't really need a bigger machine. I don't really need something new. I don't want to run Windows 11. Somebody called it Windows 11 Vista. I don't really need the operating system being a nanny. And I'm really tired of getting up in the morning and coming down and finding out that Windows had said, yeah, I know you said don't do an automatic update, but yeah, we're gonna do it anyway. I've never had that problem with a Linux machine. So we're gonna try it. We're gonna see if we can do it. I got it running. I got the drivers all updated in it this morning. I got the process of how to boot to it down so that I'm not having to restart the machine 7 times before I catch the boot menu. So I know how that works now. I'm pretty much done cataloging all the old machines in the house, so I can make some points by unloading 4 or 5, at least 4, probably 5 old hulls. I got 3 32-bit 386s, and 2 of the 3 are running Linux. The third one doesn't want to boot. I know how to fix that. I'm tempted to do it just so that I can say that I fixed it. But it entails taking the drive out, breaking into the guts of the machine, taking the drive out, and then using a USB adapter to attach it to a machine that can actually install a 32-bit operating system on it. then plugging it back in to see if it will boot with that. I think it will. I think that will work. I'd really like to, it's a really old machine. It's literally a 386, an i386 chipset. I think it may be running 1 gigahertz, if that. But I want to see if I can do it. So I probably will try it. But the Linux seems to be working fine on the machine. I haven't really done much with it besides boot it up and run the basic system updates, set up the drivers, do the system updates. I get to see what else I'm supposed to do. I was supposed to hit a rollback point, but I don't really necessarily care that much about this particular installation. If I get it to work, when I get it to work, that opens up the doors to what I can do going forward. One, I can just replace the machine and get an updated one, get a new one, which, I'll be honest, appeals to me greatly. But the reality is, if I were to just take the boot drive out of it, it's this SSD, if I were to take the boot drive out of it and replace it with another SSD, then install Linux on that, made in shade. But before I can do that, I have to make sure that what I want it to do, it'll do. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. The recording seems to still be going. It's at 22 minutes. So I'm going to say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.